even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
This town all up after the sun goes down, and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain, and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got to be right, killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally again? With no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Now all the stars are turning blue. Just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for, I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold, nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo, the DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally? We'll find a road with no name, lay back in the slow lane. The sky's dropping Jupiter all around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. But we don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After Syrian rebels toppled the Assad regime in Syria, the U.S. says it believes video circulating showing an American as Travis Timmerman. He was detained after crossing into Syria 7 months ago on a Christian pilgrimage. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jordan for talks on stabilizing the region, talking to reporters about the development.
We're working to bring him home, to bring him out of Syria and to bring him home. But for privacy reasons, I can't share any more detail than that.
Blinken also says the U.S. is determined to find missing journalist Austin Tice, who was kidnapped 12 years ago in Syria. President-elect Trump ringing the bell with members of the Trump family today at the New York Stock Exchange. He's also been named as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Incoming White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt on Fox News confirming that President-elect Trump has invited China's president to attend his inauguration. No response yet from China's leader. This is ABC News. Ryan Borgwart, the Wisconsin father of three, accused of faking his own death and then going overseas to be with another woman, is back in the U.S., facing local charges for obstructing an officer.
Investigators discovering Borgwart's name had been checked by Canadian law enforcement August 13th, the day after his disappearance. Borgwart revealing to investigators in newly filed court documents that he rode an e-bike he hid near the lake to a bus station, where he got on a bus to cross into Canada. He used a Western Union card to book a flight at the Toronto airport to Paris and eventually going to the country of Georgia.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Borgwart was out of jail on a $500 signature bond. If convicted, he could face $10,000 fine and 9 months in jail. More trouble for Party City, the store considering its second bankruptcy in 2 years. The retailer first filed for bankruptcy in 2023. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams.
One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It may look pretty outside, but it doesn't feel that way. High temperatures today are struggling to get to the single digits, with wind chill values making it feel more like 15 to 25 below. Winds are still a bit feisty, and temperatures fall back sub-zero tonight. Stay warm. Alexandria, Minnesota, the best skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Man accused of faking his drowning and traveling to Eastern Europe is back in Wisconsin and facing charges. Ryan Borgwart was charged Tuesday with misdemeanor obstruction in Green Lake County Court. The county may seek $40,000 in restitution to cover the costs for a lengthy search for Borgwart. Governor Tony Evers is skeptical of Republican electors' claims that they were tricked into signing paperwork following the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call filed more charges Tuesday against attorneys Jim Troupas and Ken Chesbrough and former Donald Trump aide Mike Roman for their roles in a false elector scheme. And a funeral urn was intentionally left in a Beloit movie theater. The woman who did it says the remains were those of her father, who she had no relationship with. She adds she had no plans to pick up the urn at the Beloit Police Department. The theater turned the urn over to police when no one came back for it. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Make room under the tree for gifts at the top of their wish list. Right now, power up the holidays with great deals on long-lasting tools. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07. Reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Amplify Health, coming soon to Mondovi, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Voters in western Wisconsin could see a rematch on their ballots in 2026. Democrat Rebecca Cook yesterday said she's considering another run for Congress in 2 years. Cook says she outperformed both Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin in the western part of the state. She said she was just 3 points away from winning the race against incumbent Republican Derek Van Orden. Van Orden said on Twitter that Cook spent a lot of money to lose, and he's not sure that she can do any better in 2026. One of Eau Claire's state representatives is once again asking for HSHS money. State Representative Jody Emerson said the legislature needs to release the $15 million that was set aside to help other hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls deal with Sacred Heart and St. Joe's closing earlier this year. She says the Chippewa Valley cannot afford any more delays. Republican lawmaker says Emerson needs to blame Governor Evers for the delay. He changed the plan to spend the money and no longer wants to earmark the cash strictly for ER services to make up for the lack of emergency care without Sacred Heart or St. Joe's. A man has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after he was found with 5 pounds of meth. Eau Claire police say they received an anonymous tip about Dalton Clayton and pulled him over last year. That's when officers say they found the drugs worth about $118,000. Clayton pleaded no contest in court before his sentencing. He'll have 6 years of extended supervision once that prison sentence is complete. UW La Crosse will add 2 new majors to satisfy growing workforce needs. The engineering, physics, and data science majors will open for enrollment in the fall of 2025 and be typical 4-year degrees. According to UWL, the engineering physics degree will focus on the physical and mathematical fundamentals of mechanical, civil, and optical and material engineering. The new data science majors help to address the increasing demand for skilled professionals in Wisconsin and beyond. The number of data science jobs is projected to grow by 36% nationally over the next decade. The 2 new majors were approved by the Board of Regents during a meeting last week. More year-end chances to harvest deer in Wisconsin. Though the gun deer hunt in the state has ended, the Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that a statewide antlerless-only hunting period happens today through Sunday. In addition, an antlerless-only holiday hunt will run from Christmas Eve to New Year's Day, and an archery and crossbow deer seasons continue through January 5th, with those seasons extending through January in some areas with extended archery series. Just visit the DNR website for more information. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic is pleased to welcome our newest family medicine provider, Taylor Anderson, physician assistant, and her family medicine team.
Hi, I'm Taylor Anderson, a certified physician assistant, and I'm thrilled to join Amplify Health by Gunderson and serve the community of Mondovi, where I will be seeing patients starting December 16th. I look forward to providing primary health care for patients of all ages.
The Mondovi Clinic is part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics and is your trusted partner in health care when you need it. Call us at 715-926-1113 to schedule an appointment with Taylor Anderson.
The judge in Lily Peters' murder case says it could be 2026 before the case actually goes to trial. Carson Petersberger, the now 16-year-old charged with Peters' murder, was in Chippewa County Court yesterday. He pleaded not guilty. The judge says the case will proceed in adult court, but the judge also said he expects a number of roadblocks in the case. Investigators say Petersberger beat, strangled, then raped Peters as she was walking home back in 2022. The case has lingered because of a fight over whether to try Petersberger as a juvenile. Now the judge says he expects a fight over which county to hold the trial in. Eau Claire will require licenses for Airbnbs and Vrbo rentals. The Eau Claire City Council approved the new licensing plan. The idea, supporters say, is to differentiate between traditional bed and breakfasts and short-term rentals like Airbnbs and Vrbo rentals. The council, however, did not approve new rules that would have required week-long stays or that would have limited local Airbnb and Vrbo rentals to just 6 months out of the year. The family of a Winona County woman who was found dead last year is asking a judge to allow cameras in the courtroom during the sentencing of Adam Fravel. Fravel was found guilty of murder in the death of Madeline Kingsbury last month. Cameras were not allowed in the courtroom during Fravel's trial in Mankato, but members of Kingsbury's family have consented to letting cameras into the court to record their victim impact statements. Fravel will be sentenced December 17th. Two people are dead following a crash involving a semi-truck in west central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says an SUV crossed a median on I-94 near Toma Monday night and hit a semi. A 26-year-old Minnesota woman and 47-year-old Wisconsin man in the SUV were killed, while the truck drivers from Michigan and Minnesota were hospitalized and are expected to survive. Shortly after that crash, another semi-driver from Minnesota who didn't follow cones and flares directing traffic around the crash rear-ended a State Patrol squad car. A trooper who hurt his head in that crash was hospitalized, while the semi-driver wasn't injured. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Add this to your next order of Glazers. Quick Trip is now offering snow globes and ugly Christmas sweaters. The sweaters say, see you next time, and are just part of the new holiday offerings at Quick Trip's website. The company already sells hats, shirts, and even boxer shorts. Quick Trip says that these are online specials only, so don't look for the sweater section next time you're in one of their stores. Reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnikins for WRDN News.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It may look pretty outside, but it doesn't feel that way. High temperatures today are struggling to get to the single digits, with wind chill values making it feel more like 15 to 25 below. Winds are still a bit feisty, and temperatures fall back sub-zero tonight. Stay warm. Alexandria, Minnesota, the best skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no. Wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
UW Milwaukee grabbed the first installment of the I-43 series, rolling to an 86-67 win over Green Bay to send the Phoenix to their sixth straight loss. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jermichael Stillwell had 24 points, 19 rebounds to lead the way for Milwaukee. The Panthers out-rebounding the Phoenix 46-22 in the game.
We got a good old-fashioned. They were just men and we were boys. And, you know, I think I've really tried my hardest to continue to pump them full of confidence before the game, but I think during the game we get stunned and hit, and it's the same thing on repeat.
Doug Gottlieb's Phoenix fell to 2-9, 0-3 in Horizon League play. The Panthers are 7-4 overall and a perfect 2-0 in league play. Bucks have their opponent for the upcoming NBA Cup semifinals. Atlanta advancing with a 108-100 victory over the Knicks in last night's quarterfinals. Bucks and Hawks will square off on Saturday in Vegas. The Packers gearing up for their Sunday night tilt in Seattle against the Seahawks. They could be getting defensive back Jair Alexander back. He was a full participant in practice yesterday. Romeo Doubs practiced in full as well, although he remains in the concussion protocol. Tight end Luke Musgrave also returning to the practice field as the Packers opened up his three-week practice window. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, this is exactly where we thought we'd be. So he's done a nice job, you know, with the rehab, and we'll see where he is, you know, as we move forward, whether or not how quickly he can get back. Obviously, he's going to get integrated back. And today he was limited, so yeah, we'll just see where he's at.
Week 15 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with a battle in the NFC West as the Rams take on the 49ers in Santa Clara. Brayden Locke announcing Wednesday he plans to enter the transfer portal, leaving the Badgers with just one quarterback on their current roster. Meanwhile, wideout Trac Kukuhuna announced last week that he was leaving UW, changing his mind, and will return to Madison. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit USPS.com/advantage.
Bell welcomes a new teammate. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Need a last-minute holiday gift for the race fan on your list? The folks at Racing Electronics have the perfect stocking stuffer, a Racing Electronics gift card. Choose from scanners, headphones, race day accessories, or use it for Racing Electronics scanner rentals next season. Take the guessing out of gift-giving with the Racing Electronics gift card to ensure that everyone is race day ready. Head over to RacingElectronics.com, that's RacingElectronics.com, and get yours today.
Christopher Bell just completed his fifth season in the NASCAR Cup Series, all with Joe Gibbs Racing. In 2025, Bell will have a new teammate at JGR, someone he is familiar with from the dirt racing world, and he's a former driver at Stewart Haas Racing in Chase Briscoe. Bell is excited to see how Briscoe will adapt to his new ride.
And I think the car potential at JGR is going to be higher than what he had. You know, it's just going to be interesting to see how he does with it. Certainly, I think he's got the talent to be super successful in the sport, and I hope I'm racing him for wins.
Briscoe is taking over the team's number 19 car from the retiring Martin Truex Jr. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Layer of snow on your outbuildings can cause structural problems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. How much snow can a roof handle? Stay tuned to find out as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Most barns and outbuildings can handle the weight of a heavy snowfall, but sometimes it's just too much and the structure collapses. How much snow weight the roof can handle depends on several factors, including the roofing material, slope, and age of the building. A common value used for most agricultural buildings is about 20 pounds of load per square foot. Kevin Yanni is an extension engineer at the University of Minnesota. He says the moisture content of the snow also makes a difference.
The dry, fluffy snow has a weight of about 3 pounds per cubic foot. So if you got a 20-pound load there, you're someplace in the range of about 6 feet of dry, fluffy snow that you can handle. If you've got heavy, wet snow, that can be in the range of about 21 pounds per cubic foot. If you got a snow load of 20 pounds and you get the wet, heavy stuff, if you got a foot of snow, you're really up there against your limit.
It's hard to eyeball exactly how much is up there, so Yanni suggests measuring snow depth on the ground. But keep in mind that wind and other factors can create uneven snow depth on the roof. If you're concerned about damage, spend some time looking at the outside of the building.
You're looking at roof line to see if that's still nice and straight. You look at the side walls and see if there's any parts of the wall that are bulging out. Then if the building looks straight and true and you can go into the building, you're looking at the sidewalls, the trusses, if they're open, or if you've got a ceiling, again, are they straight?
Get excess snow off the roof as soon as possible, but do it as safely as you can. Learn more about snow load on outbuildings at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Markets mixed to turning lower at Thursday midday. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update.
Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, we were mostly quietly mixed, I would say, through the overnight and starting the morning trade Thursday in the grains and oilseeds, but starting to show a little pressure. I just have to wonder, have we invited some farmers selling potentially as we bumped up against some key resistance levels? What do you make of the grain trade here at midday?
You know, we certainly have seen an increase in farmer selling. The phones have been more active here, indicating that. And I anticipate that the same is true for our offices in Brazil as well, which also sells off of the Chicago market. But all the grain and oil seeds really started trending lower about the same time as did crude oil market as well. And so the overall commodities just saw that general pullback. But we can't discount the fact that when you look at the lead March corn contract, it went up to the 200-day moving average yesterday and could not penetrate through it and pulled back. And so it's a technical failure. When you look at the January soybeans contract, which is a lead, it was unable to even test the 100-day moving average, which it's been crawling below now for quite some time. So it pulled back. Wheat faces its own set of difficulties with cheap wheat still being available, not only in the Black Sea, but now Argentina has newly harvested supplies is one of the cheapest supplies in the world right now. So there's not enough to really rally around in this type of environment. And so we're seeing this pullback today.
And real briefly, in the livestock trade, it's turning a little more mixed in cattle and hogs. It's been a pretty good week, though, in the cattle trade. Any notes in the proteins today?
Yeah, the leader's still trying to hang on to some gains as we talk. Is that lead December contract is we did see cash really kind of surprised once again, being up there around 192 in the Southern Plains, 193 to 195 in a northern feedlot district. And so we're holding on to some strength there, but consolidating after some big gains over the past couple of days to new highs as we match those record highs from back in July, a little bit of profit taking now as we approach the end of the week.
All right. Once again, that is Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. As we look at these markets, corn down 3 to 5, soybeans down 3 to 5 as well, and the wheat trade mainly down around 3 to 4. Live feeder cattle and hogs mixed, with December hogs up 783.57. December live cattle up 25, 192.50. That's a check of the markets here on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Upper Mississippi River has shut down for the season, and it will have a basis impact on grain markets. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help.
If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The grain trade has had a wild year, and wheat started December by leading to the downside in the marketplace. Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities, says that's due to currencies up around the world and the belief that the Russian invasion of Ukraine will soon end. Looking ahead this month, Rose points to expectations of a La Nina year in South America.
The bulls thought maybe we're going to have some weather problems. So far, I would say that the weather is near ideal. Moisture just continues to come through. We're getting close to where you're going to have some very, very early harvest of Brazil soybeans. So, you know, that's an issue. So our demand is expected to slow down.
As for the cash side of the grain trade, the winter closure of the Upper Mississippi River last week may affect basis levels ahead. Rose says the good news is that the basis has been strong, with farmers not wanting to sell at these price levels.
Typically, when you close the river, you see one last push on the basis to firm up, then it starts to soften up. So basis levels on corn particularly has been strong. I think the real risk from the producer standpoint, at what point as we get turned into next year, do you see a pickup in farmer selling? So, you know, tight basis now could change, you know, as we get into the first quarter.
For more information, just visit uscommodities-ag.com. That's uscommodities-ag.com. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. Brad Olson has been reelected president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Olson is a crop farmer near Frederick in Polk County. Joe Breaker from Independence in Buffalo Counties was reelected to serve as WFBF vice president. Olson was first elected to the WFBF Board of Directors in 2022 to represent District 9. He was elected president in 2023. Now, Brian Preter from Wyawega in Waupaca County was elected president of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Robert Nye from Viroqua in Vernon County was elected first vice president of the Rural Mutual Insurance Company Board. USDA's WASDE report has a milk production forecast for 2024 raised on higher milk cow numbers. Milk production in 2025 is also raised based on more expected milk cows, partially offset by slower growth in milk per cow. Now, for 2024, cheese and butter prices are forecast lower. Non-fat dry milk is unchanged and whey is higher, all based on recent prices. The Class 3 price is lowered, as is the lower cheese price that more than offsets higher whey. The Class 4 price is unchanged. Now, the all milk price for 2024 has been reduced to $22.65 a hundredweight. The lower prices for cheese and butter are also expected to continue into 2025. The 2025 all milk price has been reduced to $22.55 a hundredweight. The December WASDE report showed a 24-25 U.S. corn outlook of greater corn used for ethanol, larger exports, and lower ending stocks. Corn used to produce ethanol was raised 50 million bushels to 5.5 billion. Exports rose by 150 million bushels. With no other use changes, corn ending stocks were reduced by 200 million bushels. Now, the season average corn price received by producers was steady at $4.10 a bushel. U.S. soybean supply and use projections are also unchanged from last month. The U.S. season average soybean price is forecast at $10.20 a bushel, down 60 cents from last month. This month's 24-25 wheat outlook is for slightly larger supplies, unchanged domestic use, increased exports, and lower ending stocks. While projected wheat ending stocks are reduced by 20 million bushels, it's still 14% higher than last year. The season average farm price has been unchanged at $5.60 a bushel. Inspections of corn for overseas delivery increased week to week, while bean and wheat assessments declined, according to USDA. USDA data says corn inspections rose to 1.05 million metric tons, up from almost 949,000 tons a week earlier. Estimations for soybean exports fell to 1.62 million tons, down from the 2.11 million tons the prior week, while wheat inspections were reported at 226,000 tons, down from 298,000 tons the previous week. Following a frigid December across much of the eastern U.S. that featured feet of lake effect snow near the Great Lakes, AccuWeather's long-range experts have forecast a temperature tug-of-war in the updated weather forecast. We'll see waves of colder air through the winter season, says long-range forecaster Paul Paslock. Get ready for a lot of ups and downs. December kicked off with an Arctic blast in the eastern U.S., leaving much of the west mild and dry. That pattern is now flipping mid-December with a thaw and mild weather in the east and central U.S., as well as rain and snow in parts of the west. We're favoring heavier rain and snow in the Pacific Northwest and occasionally in Northern California, Pastalic said. It could turn colder for the Northeast, Great Lakes, and Midwest, but not as intense as the start of the month. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's going to be a cold one today in our ag weather forecast, but we do have a warming trend for the weekend with highs expected back into the 30s. A wintry mix of precipitation will move into portions of the region Friday night and across all of the region by Saturday. The highest precipitation amounts though are expected over and around southeast Minnesota. We'll have temperatures in the 30s. Mostly sunny and cold today, highs from 1 to 6 above, and relative humidities at 38% to 43%. Northwest winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear. Lows from 4 to 9 below zero. Well, relative humidities at 80 to 85%. Northwest winds at around 5. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer. Highs 14 to 19. Relative humidities at 31 to 36%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, snow and freezing rain. Highs 30 to 35. For Sunday, mostly cloudy. Highs 35 to 40. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain. Highs 35 to 40. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at them bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. Yeah, an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier,
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's all right. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night, doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes, like running my fingers through long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I get past second gear. Sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. She likes it when I find a road that's dark, and we pull off somewhere and park, turn the radio on and turn off the lights, keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans, little kisses sweeter than sweet tea, things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes, like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry, doing what she likes. Things are whispering in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes, like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes.
Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane, 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen that fate's got cards that it don't want to show. That boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a believer, tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's the wrong kind of paradise, she's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Now just a little while into Abilene, to a station and he robs it clean. She's waiting in the car, oh, underneath the Texaco star. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17 and there ain't no reasoning, so she'll ride this ride. That boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a believer, tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's a wrong kind of paradise, she's gonna know it in a matter of
the silence, she wakes up too soon and reaches for his arm. But she'll just keep reaching on. For the cold hard truth revealed what I had known. That boy's just a walk away joke, born to be a leaver. Tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's a wrong kind of paradise, but it was just another lesson in life. That boy was a walk away joke.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born-to-kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New York and New Jersey lawmakers signing off on